it's one of those, you know, where did I come from?
Yeah.
You know, where, what did my parents and my grandparents, my great grandparents do? It's that mystery, especially if you like to solve a mystery. It's sleuthing. Sleuthing through your family is what I call it. And with it being the approaching the 250th for America, I thought, wonder if we have patriots, those that helped found our country. And patriots could be not, you know, people think of the soldiers, but it's not just the soldiers. It's both men and women back then that helped contribute to us getting our freedom, whether they were landowners and let the militia unit camp on their grounds, or they fed them or their horses, or they had enslaved that helped, or freed blacks that participated in either fighting or guiding or helping with the hospitals, even the women. Then there was also the spies. So, you know, patriot means whoever, you know, your ancestor that helped with contributions of forming our nation.
Boy, to be able to find that out, wouldn't that be cool?
It really, really would. I have one patriot, because I am a member of the DAR, the National Society of Daughters of American Revolution. And in order to do that, you have to prove your lineage back to one of your ancestors contributing to our revolution. And so I found this gentleman, and his he was from South Carolina, and I'm hoping to find his unit and where he fought. And, you know, this is this genealogy workshop kind of started with our heart sparkle, because I, with it being the 250th, I wanted to showcase our revolution patriots. And in order to do that, we were going to have to do some digging, some sleuthing, and some genealogy with everyone. So that's where we opened up these great, I think they're great, genealogy workshops, where it's hands-on. We talk a little bit at the first of the workshop on what it is, and we have volunteers. We have a questionnaire. We're sending folks to find out where they are in their genealogy. Maybe you've never done it, or maybe you're in it and have a brick wall, and we're trying to help you get over that brick wall.
So really, this is you're really giving people strategies for how to do this and learn how to do this on their own.
Yes, sir. So during that, it's the workshop is from 9:30 till noon. So probably the first 15, maybe 20 minutes is kind of the this is what this is all about, and the rest of it is working on your genealogy, learning, you know, starting your family tree. We help them set up a free account with Family Search, or there is a way to do a free account with Ancestry, or they can, you know, if they're real, I have a paid subscription, but there's ways to get your family trees and to find out all of that stuff. And we've got folks there that will help them.
So if I want more information on this, Kim, what do I need to do?
Well, we currently it's on, we have some great host collaborators, and one of them being the Central Rappahannock Library. And you can go onto their website and register with them.
And that's librarypoint.org. That's easy to, that, and you can find the information.
And it's under events. They can go onto our Facebook, the Washington Lewis chapter Facebook, and we'll have a link there. Or the easiest way probably is to go onto the library's website and into their events and use their QR code.
So you apparently are having a few of these. So these are out there, and you're trying to get as many people involved, I guess, as you can.
Yes, sir. We're limiting the workshops to 30 people per workshop. And we are going to have workshops through January. So the October, and they're always going to be on the first Saturday of the month. So this, the September 6th will be just a genealogy for everyone. And then on October 4th, we are going to focus primarily on the African-American community and genealogy, and we will be bringing in some folks that can help. Sometimes they hit a lot of brick walls, and so we're going to bring in some folks that have done some research themselves, as well as know how to do that on that. And so that's the October 4th one. And then on November 1st, we are going to focus on Native American genealogy. And we will also be bringing in some volunteers on that have done some Native American genealogy and know what links and where to go and everything on that as well. And then what we are doing in December, it's going to be, I'm calling it a hodgepodge. So our December 6th will be available for anyone that has already been working, has attended any of the other workshops and has some questions and can come in. They'll shoot us an email going so that we'll make sure we have a volunteer that can help them with that. And then our January 3rd is going to be focusing on middle school and high school students getting into their genealogy. A lot of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts have a badge that in order to earn that badge, it's a genealogy badge. So we're hoping that we can help them earn their badges.
Well, thanks for what you're doing. This is a great help to the community. And like you say, just individually, you may find out something. But, you know, if you find out that you're tied to a patriot, boy, that's exciting.
It really is. It kind of... I don't know. It just makes, you know, it's that story. And that's what we want to know our stories from the beginning, you know. And so it's just that wonderful. And my family helped, you know, somebody in one of my ancestors actually helped, you know, that when you find that patriot. And the other wonderful thing about this is that if you do find a patriot and you want to be a part of the Daughters of American Revolution or the Sons of American Revolution or the CAR, which are the children, you can, because now you've done all of the work. We also, and it's not just the, and I do want to say a hats off to a lot of people that are making this happen, because we certainly couldn't do this without the library, the Central Rappahannock Library, and they have a great genealogist in Rose. She's helping us, as well as Aaron, is helping as well. But the Fredericksburg Regional Genealogy Society is part of this project. The Colonel Fielding Lewis Sons of American Revolution chapter here in Fredericksburg is part of this project. Washington Lewis is part of the District 9 daughters, and we have several chapters in our district that are also helping.